This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL, 71 degrees. Cloudy today, slight chance of rain this morning. We've had a little light rain out there already. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Our high today about 83. The local group behind the new pro-Israel ad set to be featured in Chapel Hill transit buses says the timing is right to respond to a separate and controversial ad that debuted last year calling for an end to U.S. military support for Israel. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more on the story.
You know, it was percolating since the ad last year, and we just felt the time was right. It seemed to get a positive message out, and it seemed actually timely given the negotiations that are now going on.
Michael Ross, chairman of the Voice for Israel, says the new ad is a grassroots effort to advocate for Israel in the Triangle. The group collaborated with the international organization Stand With Us to produce the ad. Chapel Hill's town attorney reviewed the ad and found it complied with the town's guidelines, according to an email from town manager Roger Stansel. Ross says they are waiting for the contract with the town of Chapel Hill to be finalized.
We don't see the goals for Israel as incompatible with the goals for the Palestinians. We wish them best. We wish them to prosper and to live fulfilling lives, and we think both sides could benefit from a peace.
The new ad reads, quote, "Imagine peace in a Middle East where Israel and her neighbors share technology and resources to create a future of peace and prosperity for generations to come. The possibilities are endless," end quote. Thad states it was paid for by the Stand With Us and Voice for Israel organizations, along with their contact information.
But this effort is a local one. It was instigated by us, and it was organized by us and submitted by us. The only thing was, frankly, we're a grassroots organization, and we don't have the wherewithal to produce an ad that would be of a very professional nature.
The ad posted last year showed Palestinian and Israeli grandfathers holding their grandchildren. The Church of Reconciliation, a Presbyterian church in Chapel Hill, paid for the ads, which stated, quote, "Join with us, build peace with justice and equality, end U.S. military aid to Israel," end quote.
The ads that were put up on the buses last year promoted the idea that Israel did not have the right to defend itself. And we were offended by that, and many people felt very hurt by it.
Adding to the controversy, the American Freedom Defense Initiative, or AFDI, expressed interest to place 5 ads on the outside of town buses. It stated, quote, "In any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man, support Israel, defeat jihad," end quote. Pam Geller, the executive director of AFDI, successfully sued to have the ad run in other cities and threatened similar action against Chapel Hill. This caused the town council to review Chapel Hill's bus advertising policy. After several meetings and a public hearing, the council voted to continue a policy of allowing bus ads with most religious and political views as long as the subject matter was not offensive.
I hope that there won't be a negative reaction, because I think the ad itself is very hopeful. I don't think it says anything that could be considered at all offensive to anybody.
To see Voice for Israel's new ad, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Very Reverend Scott McHugh of Chapel Hill St. Thomas More Catholic Church says comments made by Pope Francis on Monday about gay people were that of acceptance of everyone.
I think what the Pope was reminding us of was the need to practice charity in all things. So there is no change in church teaching or doctrine on the topic, but rather it's a reminder, I think, of the need to always treat people, no matter who they are, with love and compassion.
While on a flight back from Brazil, Pope Francis commented on a homosexual priest, saying they did not change church policy. Pope Francis said, quoting here, "If someone is gay and he searches for the Lord and has goodwill, who am I to judge?" This comment may seem like a new idea for the church, but Father McHugh says it is as new as you may think. Warren Professor of Catholic Theology at the Duke Divinity School, Paul Griffiths, agrees that the Pope is not saying anything new or against church doctrine, but he says he does think there's something different about how Pope Francis addressed the question.
I think it's surprising because of the directness of tone. We haven't heard popes or even bishops saying things as directly as that about this matter recently.
He says the tone of Pope Francis has been different from many popes in the past and is one of the most recognized features from his comments about gay priests.
I describe it as warm, personal, not concerned with the marks of power and hierarchy.
Father McHugh says he, too, noticed differences in tone of Pope Francis.
The thing is, it isn't a change in church doctrine, but what it is a change, perhaps, in is the tone of things. So, and there's, you know, there's always a distinction that we have to make in that everyone is creating God's own image and likeness.
Priests have said they agree with the Pope's comments on homosexuality and like the new way Pope Francis is addressing it. The Pope is very forward and direct about his ideas and opinions, something that Griffith says has been rare in recent popes. He says Pope Francis could be very good for the Catholic Church and help it in many ways.
Well, from my point of view, I think it's great. I think this is exactly what the Church needs at the moment, and I hope we see more of it. I think he's going to be, if he carries on like this, a very good thing for the Church, no question.
The Central West Steering Committee hopes to make it easier for kids living near Estes Drive to bike or walk to school. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Residents involved in planning the future of the Estes Drive Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard area unanimously endorsed a plan last night to create an off-street bike path to help children get safely to school. The proposed path could run parallel to Estes from MLK to Caswell Road, allowing students at Phillips Middle and Estes Hills Elementary to bike or walk to school while avoiding vehicle traffic on one of Chapel Hill's busiest corridors. Members of the Central West Steering Committee agreed the multi-use path would be the top priority for bike and pedestrian improvements to the area. They also called for bike lanes in the street, along with a sidewalk that runs the full length of Estes Drive. Although committee members agreed turn lanes might be necessary in some areas to ease congestion, the group rejected a plan to add a third lane all along Estes, saying that would widen the road too much. Transportation Planning Manager David Bonk said the town has about $2.5 million in federal grant money to bring bike and pedestrian facilities to the area in the next few years. The group also discussed land use plans for the undeveloped parcels on Estes closest to MLK. Currently, the Horace Williams Airport Hazard Zone prohibits those parcels from being developed. The committee member said once the airport closes, they'd like to see mixed-use development with a focus on retail that serves the nearby residential communities. Committee members stressed that whatever is eventually built on the corner should complement the Carolina North Campus on the other side of MLK. The group is still in the early stages of land use planning discussions, with the goal of crafting a small area plan for the town council to review by December. The committee will continue its work next Wednesday, meeting at 6 o'clock at the Chapel Hill Public Library. That meeting is open to the public. For more on the Central West Steering Committee, you can visit our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
While our nation's senators debate one of the first major education bills in a decade, one local education board member is speaking out.
At this point, I would prefer to have a little bit more federal involvement because of the directions our state is going in right now with some of the things they've passed are hurting public education.
That is a member of the Orange County Board of Education, Lawrence Sanders, who says he opposes the Student Success Act because of the state of education in North Carolina. The Student Success Act, passed by the United States House last week, would undo many of the federal guidelines for schools set out in a 2002 law, No Child Left Behind. These guidelines include how to evaluate schools, how to spend federal money on certain aspects of schools, and how to handle a failing school. With guidelines for how to evaluate schools going back to the states, Sanders says he's not optimistic about how this new process would go.
I'm just not sure how that's going to be handled when you look at the state of North Carolina. Right now, there's not a lot of support being shown to teachers.
On top of that, Sanders says the Student Success Act does not help states move away from using testing as the main assessment metric.
It continues to have the emphasis on the testing, and what that does is have teachers focus a lot more on testing than they should.
In addition, the Republican-backed bill keeps federal education spending at the sequester rates, which Sanders says would lead to a cut of about $1 billion nationwide.
To some degree, it's going to translate down to some dollars being lost for Orange County schools as well.
Sanders calls the Student Success Act part of a nationwide effort to dismantle public education.
All, to me, in an effort to continue to promote charter schools, especially those run by for-profit organizations, as well as the voucher program, which I refuse to believe is going to help poor or disabled or non-English-speaking students.
Again, that is Lawrence Sanders, a member of the Orange County School Board. The bill, which passed in the House largely along party lines, is now heading to the Senate, where the Democratic majority has its own education bill. WCHL News Time, 7:16. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by the Carolina Inn. Join them at the Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar each and every day for their exceptional daily features, menus, specials, and hours available at CarolinaInn.com. Now with your morning traffic, here is Rachel Nash.
Good morning. No accidents to report at this time on NC 54, 15501, I-40, or the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior. But if you do so, we ask that you do it safely.
All right, and thanks for all the work you've been doing back in the newsroom this morning. I know it's not always easy to keep up with traffic. We had some real problems a couple of days ago, but since then,
everything's looking smooth
and all copacetic. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner, Carmel Mall in Carrboro. 71 degrees in Chapel Hill, 70 in Carrboro. Also 71 this morning in Hillsboro. Mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of rain this morning. We had a little light rain out there already. A 70% chance of rain in the afternoon, though. Our high temperature today in the low 80s could get a shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, showers likely, thunderstorms likely also. Low tonight, 68. Chance of rain remains at 70%. And the same for tomorrow night and Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms likely, high in the middle 80s. Tomorrow, chance of rain 70%, getting like a broken record almost. Let's just say there's a big chance of rain, okay?
This is Larry Fedora, and you're listening to the WCHL Morning News on 97.9 FM, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel Station. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
7:18 at WCHL, the Orange County Board of Elections approved the four locations where you can do your early voting this year. The sites are the Board of Elections office in Hillsboro, Carrboro Town Hall, Rams Head Dining Hall in the UNC campus, and the Seymour Senior Center on Homestead Road. The locations still need approval from the state's Board of Elections. Early voting begins October 17th and continues until November 2nd. There's no early voting on the weekends, with the exception of November 2nd, which is a Saturday. The General Assembly's bill that would shorten early voting periods would not affect those dates. It doesn't go into effect yet. Absentee voting is still available as well, with ballots available at the Orange County Board of Elections website. To see a full list of the days and times for each site, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Not long ago, Orange County had the lowest unemployment rate in the entire state, but according to the newest report from the North Carolina Civilian Labor Force, we've taken another hit. Orange County's unemployment rate rose to 6.5% in June, compared to 5.9% in May. However, at the same time last year, the county's unemployment rate was 7.1%. The North Carolina Department of Commerce says the state's unemployment rate was at 9.3% in June. That's for the entire state, with the unemployment rate increasing in 81 counties. All of the state's metropolitan areas experienced lower employment. These numbers are not seasonally adjusted. Orange County had the lowest unemployment rate in the state for 6 months until November of last year. It's now ranked number 3 behind Currituck, and second in the state is Chatham County. They are first and second, respectively. To read the full unemployment report, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. If you're getting ready to do some traveling, going on vacation, might be a good idea to go ahead and fill up the tank right now. AAA Carolina says the prices are going back up. Since last week, national gas price averages dropped from $3.67 a gallon to $3.62, and they're down to $3.54 on average here in the Triangle, 3 cents lower than a week ago. Although prices at the pump have decreased over the past few days, public relations manager at AAA Carolinas, Angela Daly, says there was a huge increase just a few weeks ago, and that's likely to happen again.
We saw a huge increase a few weeks ago, or over the past few weeks, and we've just started to see a decrease over the past couple of days. The increase was due to unrest in Egypt, which caused crude oil prices to spike.
Daly says a rapid increase in crude oil prices per barrel was causing prices to spike 2 to 3 cents a night, and now what we're seeing is a bit of a pullback. Despite the recent drop, Daly says prices tend to increase in the second half of the summer during the peak summer driving season, when more people are on vacation and demand is at its highest point of the whole year.
I do expect gas prices to turn around and start heading back upwards towards the second half of the summer, you know, but it's really hard to say if crude oil prices stabilize or if they go back down, depending on what happens in the Middle East as well. All of those factors will impact prices at the pump.
She says another factor that can play a huge role in affecting gas prices as we head into August and September is hurricane season.
We know that even the threat of a hurricane in the Gulf can impact gas prices tremendously. That's because we get 90% of our oil from the Gulf.
Although hurricane season is most prominent in August and September, Daily advises us to keep an eye on what's happening in the Middle East as well, because those conflicts are independent of seasonal trends that affect gas prices. News around town this morning. You may want to avoid the intersection of Hillsborough Road and James Street in Carborough for the time being, as construction to improve the traffic at the light began yesterday. The improvements that the DOT and contractors have in mind entail demolition of an existing curb, installation of new curbing in the center island, asphalt repairs, and new pavement markings for the new crosswalk. As your summer is heading toward its conclusion, Orange County Animal Services is promoting reduced adoption fees during the month of August. Adoption fees for dogs and cats will be reduced by nearly 50% for a back-to-school adoption event. The animals always come spayed or neutered, fully vaccinated, and vet-checked. Optional microchips are available for an additional $25. Cat fees are reduced to $50. Dog fees are reduced to $60. If you like more information, you can view this news around town story on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. It's 7:23. Time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Duke Integrative Healthcare. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz. Carolina women's soccer star Crystal Dunn just keeps hauling in those honors. This time, Dunn grabbed the 2012-2013 Mary Garber Award, which is given to the best ACC women's athlete and is voted on by the Atlantic Coast Sports Media Association. The ACC Award seems to be reserved for members of the Carolina women's soccer team. No less than seven UNC players have combined to win eight Garber Awards since the conference started the honor in 1990. Dunn said, "It's humbling to know that I am the eighth recipient from UNC, and following the footsteps of players like Mia Hamm, Cindy Parlow, and the other Tar Heel soccer players who have won the award." She went on to say that it was an honor to wear Mia Hamm's collegiate number when she takes the field with the Tar Heels, and the privilege to have had Cindy Parlow on the Carolina coaching staff her first 3 years here. Now, in addition to getting the Garber accolade, Dunn was consensus collegiate women's soccer player of the year, claiming both the Herman Trophy and the Honda Award for soccer, in addition to national player of the year honors from Soccer America and SoccerNews.net. North Carolina defender Boyd Akuono was named to the TopDrawerSoccer.com preseason best 11 list, the website announced yesterday. He's on the Carolina men's soccer team. Akuono, who was a first-team selection, returns to lead a Carolina defense that led the country in both goals against average and shutout percentage in 2012. He's a junior out of Edmond, Oklahoma. He started 20 games for the Tar Heels last season. UNC allowed just 7 goals in 22 total games and advanced to the national quarterfinals for the fifth straight year. Carolina's 7 goals allowed, 17 shutouts, and 0.29 goals against average were all school records. Akuono was also named to the College Soccer News Preseason All-America First Team earlier in the month. Akuono and the Tar Heels are ranked number 5 in the College Soccer News Preseason poll over the 2013 season, with a trio of exhibitions against Elon, Michigan State, and Indiana before they start the regular season play with the Carolina Nike Classic August 30th against Monmouth. And excitement continues to build for the Carolina football team. Coach Larry Fedora and the Tar Heels get it all cranked up this week. And the season opener, of course, is August 29th down in Columbia, South Carolina. Carolina taking on the old ball coach and his South Carolina Gamecocks. A battle of the Carolinas. It will be the first college football game of the season. Great way to kick it off. And we'll have complete coverage and a lot of coverage leading up to it right here on WCHL. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Listen, we know there are quite a few beer lovers out there, especially with such great locally brewed and craft beers in the area. Sometimes with so many options, it's hard to pick just one or two. We have a giveaway that's going to make sure you don't have to choose ever again. It's the Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer Giveaway. We're giving one person a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for an entire year. Now, that'll keep you and your friends hop happy. Moe's Bottle Shop is located in Hillsboro. It's your go-to one-stop shop for American craft beers and wine. They have a lot of stuff you can't find anyplace else. Entry period ends Sunday at midnight. We're giving you a number of ways to enter and increase your chance of winning. Enter at chapelboro.com, on WCHL's Facebook page, enter in the store at Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro, and there's another way you can enter to win this contest. That is by being caller number 5 right now. You can qualify. Caller number 5, 919-929-WCHL.
If you're looking for the kind of primary care you deserve, join the all-new Duke Integrative Primary Care Practice. For a modest annual fee, you will have expert physicians who give you all the time you need to discuss all the health concerns you have, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn more or attend a free information session, visit DukeIntegrativeMedicine.org. Duke Integrative Primary Care, transforming your health and your life. Only minutes from Chapel Hill, open to all and now accepting insurance.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays, but not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal. Like zero down and just $199 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point. Now with service on Sundays.
Hi, I'm John Hinkle, owner of Move It, Be Fit Personal Training in Durham. Honesty, integrity, motivation, accountability, and success are all phrases you may not expect to hear from a lot of personal trainers. At Move It, Be Fit, we focus on each of these principles daily with our clients. If you have health, fitness, and lifestyle goals that you would like to achieve with a satisfaction guarantee, then give us a call today to set up a free consultation at 919-210-4008 or visit us online at moveitbefit.com.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
Congratulations, Steve Friedman, who called in. He was the 5th caller, and Steve is qualified now to win this fantastic contest. It's the Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer giveaway from WCHL, Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro. And thanks for all the phone calls. I could not answer all the calls, and they're still coming in fact. But try again. I'll have another opportunity for you to call in and get qualified to win next hour on WCHL. Congratulations again, Steve Friedman.
2 hours. That's all it takes to change a life. Dedicate 2 hours a week to the Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program. You can make a difference in the life of a kid like me. My mentor helps me make good grades and make good life decisions. Just 2 hours of your time could really help another student make it to graduation. For more information, contact Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate at 918-2170. Thanks, WCHL, for supporting Blue Ribbon Mentor Advocate Program and kids like me.
Good morning. It is 7:30 at WCHL. Time for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Southern Season. You can visit Southern Season today and experience all things delicious in one amazing destination. Shop our world-class wine selection, expansive assortment of artisan candies, exquisite housewares, and famous gift baskets for every occasion. Not only that, but it's just fun to shop there at the University Mall in Chapel Hill or online at southernseason.com. Kind of an unusual morning. We've had a little light rain already. It is 71 degrees now in Chapel Hill, 70 in Carborough. Mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of more showers this morning. The showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Late in the day, probably. High today, about 83. Chance of rain later on will be about 70%. Tonight, showers likely. Thunderstorms possible. Mainly early in the evening. Low tonight, 68. Chance of rain, 70% still. Then on Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely to the tune of 70%, and the high tomorrow again in the middle 80s. I'm starting out a little cool this morning, but big chance of rain later on in the day.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. In Fort Meade, Maryland, there's a sentencing hearing today for Bradley Manning, the Army private who leaked thousands of documents. He's been convicted of espionage and several other charges. Ben Weisner's with the ACLU's National Security Program.
I would hope that this judge, when she sentences Manning, takes into account
the enormous public value of the information that was released to WikiLeaks and published in newspapers around the world.
Correspondent Bob Orr.
Bradley Manning will likely spend years in prison, and military prosecutors hope his conviction on 20 counts will be a strong deterrent for other would-be leakers of classified information. But there are serious holes in security, and the nation's secrets are vulnerable.
Joel Brenner worked in counterintelligence at the National Security Agency. He's critical of the way things were done.
It's as if we were conducting foreign relations in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. Everybody should be nice and share everything.
Brenner predicts
there will be more leaks. We can do a better job of reducing them. But transparency has come to the intelligence business.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732 at WCHL, 71 degrees, a little wet this morning. The local group behind the new pro-Israel ad set to be featured in Chapel Hill transit buses says the timing is right to respond to a separate and controversial ad that debuted in Chapel Hill last year, calling for an end to U.S. military support for Israel. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
You know, it was percolating since the ad last year, and we just felt the time was right, it seemed, to get a positive message out, and it seemed actually timely given the negotiations that are now going on.
Michael Ross, chairman of the Voice for Israel, says the new ad is a grassroots effort to advocate for Israel in the Triangle. The group collaborated with the international organization Stand With Us to produce the ad. Chapel Hill's town attorney reviewed the ad and found it complied with the town's guidelines, according to an email from town manager Roger Stansel. Ross says they are waiting for the contract with the town of Chapel Hill to be finalized.
We don't see the goals for Israel as incompatible with the goals for the Palestinians. We wish them best. We wish them to prosper and to live fulfilling lives, and we think both sides could benefit from a peace.
The new ad reads, quote, "Imagine peace in a Middle East where Israel and her neighbors share technology and resources to create a future of peace and prosperity for generations to come. The possibilities are endless," end quote. Thad states it was paid for by the Stand With Us and Voice for Israel organizations, along with their contact information.
But this effort is a local one. It was instigated by us, and it was organized by us and submitted by us. The only thing was, frankly, we're a grassroots organization, and we don't have the wherewithal to produce an ad that would be of a very professional nature.
The ad posted last year showed Palestinian and Israeli grandfathers holding their grandchildren. The Church of Reconciliation, a Presbyterian church in Chapel Hill, paid for the ads, which stated, quote, "Join with us, build peace with justice and equality, end U.S. military aid to Israel," end quote.
The ads that were put up on the buses last year promoted the idea that Israel did not have the right to defend itself. And we were offended by that, and actually many people felt very hurt by it.
Adding to the controversy, the American Freedom Defense Initiative, or AFDI, expressed interest to place 5 ads on the outside of town buses. It stated, quote, "In any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man, support Israel, defeat jihad," end quote. Pam Geller, the executive director of AFDI, successfully sued to have the ad run in other cities and threatened similar action against Chapel Hill. This caused the town council to review Chapel Hill's bus advertising policy. After several meetings and a public hearing, the council voted to continue a policy of allowing bus ads with most religious and political views as long as the subject matter was not offensive.
I hope that there won't be a negative reaction, because I think the ad itself is very hopeful. And I don't think it says anything that could be considered at all offensive to anybody.
To see Voice for Israel's new ad, you can read this article on our website, chapelboro.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Have you heard about the Central West Steering Committee? That's an organization that hopes to make it easier for kids living near Estes Drive to bike or walk to school. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Residents involved in planning the future of the Estes Drive, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard area unanimously endorsed a plan last night to create an off-street bike path to help children get safely to school. The proposed path could run parallel to Estes from MLK to Caswell Road. allowing students at Phillips Middle and Estes Hills Elementary to bike or walk to school while avoiding vehicle traffic on one of Chapel Hill's busiest corridors. Members of the Central West Steering Committee agreed the multi-use path would be the top priority for bike and pedestrian improvements to the area. They also called for bike lanes in the street, along with a sidewalk that runs the full length of Estes Drive. Although committee members agreed turn lanes might be necessary in some areas to ease congestion, the group rejected a plan to add a third lane all along Estes, saying that would widen the road too much. Transportation Planning Manager David Bonk said the town has about $2.5 million in federal grant money to bring bike and pedestrian facilities to the area in the next few years. The group also discussed land use plans for the undeveloped parcels on Estes closest to MLK. Currently, the Horace Williams Airport Hazard Zone prohibits those parcels from being developed. The committee member said once the airport closes, they'd like to see mixed-use development with a focus on retail that serves the nearby residential communities. Committee members stressed that whatever is eventually built on the corner should complement the Carolina North Campus on the other side of MLK. The group is still in the early stages of land use planning discussions, with the goal of crafting a small area plan for the town council to review by December. The committee will continue its work next Wednesday, meeting at 6 o'clock at the Chapel Hill Public Library. That meeting is open to the public. For more on the Central West Steering Committee, you can visit our website at chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
While our nation's senators debate one of the first major education bills in a decade, one local education board member is speaking out.
At this point, I would prefer to have a little bit more federal involvement because of the directions our state is going in right now with some of the things they've passed are hurting public education.
That is Lawrence Sanders, a member of the Orange County School Systems Board of Education. Sanders says he opposes the Student Success Act because of the state of education here in North Carolina. The Student Success Act, passed by the U.S. House last week, would undo many of the federal guidelines for schools set out in a 2002 law, No Child Left Behind. These guidelines include how to evaluate schools, how to spend federal money on certain aspects of schools, and how to handle a failing school. But guidelines for how to evaluate schools going back to the individual states, Sanders says he's not optimistic about how this new process would go here in our state.
I'm just not sure how that's going to be handled when you look at the state of North Carolina. Right now, there's not a lot of support being shown to teachers.
On top of that, Sanders says the Student Success Act does not help states move away from using testing as the main assessment metric.
It continues to have the emphasis on the testing, and what that does is have teachers focus a lot more on testing than they should.
In addition, the Republican-backed bill keeps federal education spending at the sequester rates, which Sanders says would lead to a cut of about $1 billion nationally.
To some degree, it's going to translate down to some dollars being lost for Orange County schools as well.
Sanders calls the Student Success Act part of a nationwide effort to dismantle public education.
It's all, to me, an effort to continue to promote charter schools, especially those run by for-profit organizations, as well as the voucher program, which I refuse to believe is going to help poor or disabled or non-English-speaking students.
The bill, which passed in the House largely along party lines, is now heading to the Senate, where the Democratic majority has its own education bill. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory is looking for a new head of one of the state's top crime-fighting agencies. Today is the last day in office for Kieran Shanahan, who announced last week he would be leaving his position as Secretary of the State Department of Public Safety after just 6 months on the job. Shanahan said he plans to return to his private law practice in Raleigh and support his wife after her recent promotion to Rear Admiral in the U.S. Naval Reserve. Shanahan took the state job in January, overseeing the Highway Patrol, state prison system, and other law enforcement agencies. The News and Observer of Raleigh reported in May he had continued to provide legal advice to undisclosed private clients. WCHL News Time is 7:40. Coming up next, we'll talk about chapelboro.com. A lot of stuff on our website today. Jesse Ainsley has today's commentary, and he says there's a disconnect with the, wait for it, North Carolina legislature. That's on the way, followed by what you're saying on the street. A lot more on WCHL.
It's the official start of the college football season. And UNC fans of all ages are gathering to celebrate the first snaps of the season this Saturday at 3 p.m. for the annual Meet the Heels. You're invited to get the first look at the 2013 Tar Heels and get autographs from the players and Coach Larry Fedora. Kids will love the Carolina Kids Zone inside Keenan Stadium with free trading cards, schedule cards, and posters. For more information, visit GoHeels.com. And don't miss Meet the Heels Saturday at 3 p.m.
Fitch Lumber and Hardware has been around for a century because they pay attention to their customers. They've got everything you need for your home projects, large and small, and take time to offer you as much or as little advice and helpful tips as you need. The staff is experienced, knowledgeable, and available when you need assistance. Just one of the reasons they've been voted best hardware store in Orange and Chatham counties for 4 years in a row by the Independent Weekly. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro, so stop by or give them a call at 942-3153.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Most of us don't get to work at home in our PJs. If traffic and a commute are part of your daily routine, let us make that part of your day a little more enjoyable. Stop by Cruisers and enjoy a fresh brewed coffee and fresh baked biscuit in the morning, or a refreshing fountain drink with chewy ice, a hot dog, or a snack to end your day. Cruisers has four commuter-friendly area locations at Chapel Hill North, Glen Lennox, Powell Place, and Briar Chapel.
Cruisers, good to go.
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carrboro school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
It is 742 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Jesse Ainsley. Monday, North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory approved SB 353, the alleged motorcycle safety bill, which had been amended to include extreme restrictions on abortion access. During McCrory's campaign, he said he would not sign any further abortion restrictions. He did exactly that, claiming that the bill, despite its title, despite the backslapping hurrahs of anti-choice spokespeople, does not restrict access to abortion clinics. This disconnect between the governor's stated understanding and the public's understanding is endemic of a larger semantic problem in our political process. Let us begin with a piece of vernacular. Fiscal responsibility. The term is thrown about quite frequently by all manner of factions and splinter cells in our political spectrum. Here in North Carolina, a new budget which cuts unemployment benefits by 33% and which cuts public education spending by $260 million has been praised by McCrory for its fiscal responsibility. Meanwhile, the North Carolina Senate has passed a bill that will guarantee an increase in children born into poverty and to single mothers, many of whom will probably be needing unemployment benefits and whose children will necessarily rely on the public education system. As SB 353 becomes law, I find myself desperately trying to fit the positions of the extreme right with the narrative they provide. Thomas Friedman addressed this same quandary in October of 2012 with a piece entitled Why I Am Pro-Life. Friedman argues that one may not call oneself pro-life and be against common-sense gun control. This is also the case with fiscal responsibility. It is not fiscally responsible to gut unemployment and the education system while restricting birth control. If the goal in North Carolina is to be fiscally responsible, our legislators ought to focus on policies that attract a wide range of industry and investment. Judging by the national news media's coverage of this session of the North Carolina legislature, this current administration and its policies are ensuring our state a bad reputation nationwide. Private sector investment and skilled labor are necessary for economic growth. The policies currently being enacted in our legislature and the reputation that comes with them will certainly dissuade many potential investors. Well-educated and skilled workers will not move their children to a state with the fifth lowest teacher salary in the nation. So is this problem merely semantic? No, of course not. This is still the problem of large voting blocks that believe it is correct to enact religious dogma as law. But there is a semantic component, and much of the fault for this lies with the Fourth Estate. When journalists parrot the false narrative presented to them by politicians, rather than researching and reporting the facts of a political position or policy, a backloop is created, and the false narrative is allowed to occlude the true narrative. It has been said, a lie repeated often enough becomes truth, and the state of our current political conversation supports this claim. Pro-life is not the deregulation of firearms, just as fiscal responsibility is not dismantling the support system for the citizens these policies affect. This is Jesse Ainsley.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
What you're saying on the street, presented by ISIS IT. What you're saying on the street.
I'm Michael Pappich. This weekend is North Carolina's yearly tax holiday, but in the state's new tax reform law, it would be the last one. We hit the streets to find out what you think.
Lori Denniston, Chapel Hill.
Well, I confess, personally, that hasn't been something that I've necessarily taken advantage of, but it certainly does seem like it's a big deal for a lot of parents with kids in school. On the other hand, I understand that we're in a crunch here economically, and some things will have to be cut back.
I live in Durham. My name is Rick Cheek. It's too bad. I think the tax break helps out everybody every year.
Sam Tolman, Cobra. I don't have any interest in them.
Paul Rowe, Chapel Hill. I would actually like to see that continued in the future. I think that's good for a lot of different segments of the population, students and low-income families. That was something I wish would be continued.
How do you feel about this being the state's last tax holiday weekend?
My name is Lori Buck, and I live in Chapel Hill. Well, in view of the fact that the Republican House and Governor McCrory have lowered taxes for the rich, and tax-free holiday was such a boon to families, I think it's a huge mistake.
Holy Maynard, I live in Mebane. I would rather keep the tax-free weekends, absolutely.
John Winch, Durham. More crazy talk. Less taxes is better taxes. I think it probably would stagnate the economy stimulus that we're all looking to embrace.
That's what you're saying on the street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. Managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at igotfixed.com.
747 at WCHL, and coming up, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. But first, let's talk to Rachel Nash, who is here to bring you up to date on chapelboro.com.
Chapelboro.com, lots going on there. The fashion plate is back. Kristen Tucker has Fit to Flatter, where she talks about how to find summertime sundresses that fit your figure. I know, Ron, you're interested in that.
Yes, I am.
With some great photos to go along with it.
I'm interested in summertime fun dresses to fit my figure.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is what you meant, right?
Yeah, that is exactly what I meant. Lauren Cruz has a new health and wellness column up, this time with new exercise that incorporates stability, a lunge, and weighted medicine ball. Like most of her columns, Lauren has included a video that shows her professional example of the workout.
Mm-hmm.
And musician and Tar Heel Jesse Ansley has a powerful commentary up about Senate Bill 353.
Yeah, and we just heard it right here on the radio.
We just heard it, so you can check it out online in case you missed it.
A somewhat extended version on the website.
Mm-hmm. And Susan Murray, our photographer extraordinaire, has a photo gallery up at Thrill at the Hill Barbecue and Summer Bash at Time Out Sports Bar over the weekend.
All right. Fantastic. A lot of stuff there. You can get it at chapelboro.com, now with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
Yes.
All right. 748 WCHL. We have 71 degrees this morning, a little bit on the cool side. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. I'm getting hungry. Five Guys, Menomot Village in Chapel Hill. Now, once again, here's Rachel with a look at traffic.
I know, all this talk of barbecue and fries, I'm hungry too.
I know it.
But anyways, on the roadways, all clear right now. No accidents to report on I-40, NC-54, 15501, or the Durham Freeway. But if you do see something throughout your morning commute, you can call me in the newsroom at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL and be a WCHL road warrior.
See how easy that is?
Easy breezy.
Thanks a lot. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover to Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Hey, listen, they have the best tasting fountain drinks in town. There are reasons for that. Made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees, so it doesn't melt that great chewy ice. Guaranteed to taste great, and they're only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. 71 degrees, mostly cloudy, slight chance of showers this morning, then a bigger chance of rain in the afternoon, showers, maybe even a thunderstorm. Chance of rain is 70% all the way through tomorrow. Our high temperature today, 83, low tonight in the upper 60s, and then tomorrow will be at 85. 7:50 at WCHL.
Wayne Pond here in the studio again this morning on WCHL. How you doing there?
Hey, I got a dandy for you, pal.
It's not a dandy.
You love money, don't you, Ron?
I wish I was better acquainted with it.
Now that,
I would love it more if I had more.
That, folks, is not only a good answer, it has the virtue of being true.
Absolutely.
As Henry Kissinger once said about politics. The word of the day is numismatic. Numismatic, N-U-M-I-S-M-A-T-I-C. N as in no, N-U-M-I-S, M-A-T-I-C, Numismatic.
You've met Numismatic down the hall, haven't you?
I did, and I miss her already.
Came to work at North Carolina Prevention Partners.
All right. Of or relating to the study or the collection of coins, tokens, money, gita, scratch, plata, moneda. How many more words do you want?
Dinero.
Dinero. Good for you, Ron. There's your word of the day. Numismatic. Enjoy it while you can.
That is Wayne Pond's word of the day, delivered in person, face-to-face. Brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And you know what? Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. You can do all that. Be the first to do so. I will give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. Wayne, thank you.
You're welcome, big guy.
All right, Lauren Stafford is here, and it's time now for the clean joke of the day.
How are you doing, Ron?
First of all, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I asked you first.
I tried to beat you to the line, but you got me. I am doing fabulous.
Yeah, it's a great day.
It's all good. It is a great day.
Yeah.
It's always a good day.
Especially if you have a good joke.
I do have a good joke because Mae McClendon sent it in.
Oh, well,
so you know it has to be good.
It's guaranteed success.
And all complaints, please send them straight to her.
Yeah, absolutely. Mae can handle it.
That's right. She can. She's a tough cookie. All right. So, this is a husband and wife having a conversation.
Okay.
The husband says, "When I get mad at you, you never fight back. How do you control your anger?" The wife says, "I just clean the toilet." The husband says, "And how does that help exactly?" The wife says, "Well, I use your toothbrush."
Horrible.
That'll do it. Wonder how long she's been doing that he didn't know about.
Oh, man.
I know. You almost don't want to think about it.
That's horrible, man. She doesn't fight fair, that's for sure.
Oh, that's dirty.
It really is. Hey, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Laura Streitfeld is today's WCHL Hometown Hero. She's the chair of the board of directors for Preserve Rural Orange, a grassroots organization to protect the Orange County environment. Laura Streitfeld is an excellent spokesperson.
We're a grassroots nonprofit. We've been around since 2008, and we research and find information on plans that would affect the rural environment, and we propose cost-effective and sustainable alternatives.
The mission of Preserve Rural Orange is to preserve, strengthen, and defend the viability of the rural communities of watershed land, farms, and woodlands here in Orange County. Laura Streitfeld and the others with Preserve Rural Orange have managed to get thousands of Orange County residents involved in a lot of different issues.
We've had three really successful and effective public campaigns over the last 3 years that we've been around, and we're run entirely by volunteers on a very modest budget. And we've worked on the UNC airport issue and the follow-up to that. We also worked on the waste transfer station issue and proposed more cost-effective and sustainable alternatives instead of building a transfer station far from infrastructure, and the UNC research facility issue, and a couple of other issues out our way.
And it's a perfect example of what you can do if you start small, get a lot of people involved, and work together. Laura Streitfeld has been a big part of that effort. To find out more, go to preserveruralorange.org. Thank you, Laura Streitfeld, for your willingness to get involved. And congratulations, you're today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
72 degrees, 754 at WCHL. Politically incorrect comedian and host of HBO's Real Time, Bill Maher, is coming to DPAC for one night only, Saturday, August 10th. That is a week from this Saturday. Tickets are on sale now through the DPAC Ticket Center. You can call 919-680-2787. And also online at dpacnc.com and Ticketmaster. You've got to be there. We have an extra special VIP package to give away to this amazing Bill Maher show. This VIP prize includes two orchestra seats, VIP parking, and a cool summer nights prize package valued at $300. It includes a $50 gift card to Blue Corn Cafe, two Durham Bulls tickets, two Wet and Wild tickets, and more. All you got to do is tune in every morning this week. I'll get one caller per day. Then from those five callers, we will draw one winner live on Friday morning. Guess what? You can call right now. 919-929-WCHL. Qualified to win this great package to see Bill Maher, politically incorrect comedian and host of HBO's show, coming to DPAC one night only, a week from Saturday night. Call right now. Caller number 5, 919-929-WCHL.
Time for a quiz.
What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Hi, I'm David Fitch. My great-grandfather started Fitch Lumber and Hardware back in 1907. Since then, we provide thousands of contractors and homeowners with top-quality building products and exceptional service that's truly second to none. Everything you need to construct, renovate, and repair the home, from the foundation to the roof, we can help you with. And Fitch Lumber and Hardware is right here in downtown Carrboro across from Carr Mill Mall. 105 years and counting. Here comes Fitch.
No suitcase required. Best Tile is here to make your dream design project a reality with their unsurpassed global selection of tiles. And you only have to travel down the road. The team at Best Tile has sourced the globe so they can bring you the imported selections that you love close to home. Best Tile is located right in your neighborhood between Chapel Hill and Durham at the corner of 15501 and Garrett Road, just off I-40. So stop by and visit their extraordinary showroom and all that the world has to offer without ever leaving the triangle. Best Tile, local store, global selection. Begin your quest at besttile.com.
I'm Gerald Lemoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease for 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes 500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665 and selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
Hey, thanks for all the phone calls and congratulations, Tara Lamb of Carrboro, who called in and got qualified to win the politically incorrect Bilmar real-time prize package at DPAC. And we'll have another opportunity for you to call in and get involved in that contest tomorrow morning right here on WCHL.
Are you looking for a great local deal? Have you checked out our local deal? What are you waiting for? It's as easy as 1, 2, and 3. 1, visit ourlocaldeal.com. 2, enter your email address. And 3, you'll start receiving great daily deals right into your inbox for great local businesses and services. So don't wait. Every day you wait is another great deal you've missed out on. Visit ourlocaldeal.com and sign up today.
There's no price like Half Price, and there's no deal like ourlocaldeal.com.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro forecast presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Serving fresh fruit coffee right now. It's very fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. 72 degrees, mostly cloudy today. Slight chance of showers this morning. And showers and thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. 7 chances out of 10. And that will happen. Our high today about 82. Tonight, still 70% chance of rain with a low of 68. And then tomorrow, more of the same with a high of 85 degrees.
Local news all day. Breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 8 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at open.